Hello.
Peter, it's Gren. Are you with my mum?
No, I'm working.
See your holiday that you're going on. I've had a phone call for the Teletext holiday saying that they've been trying to make contact with my mum. They can't get a hold of her. It's to do with there's been a problem with your booking.
A problem with the booking? Well, she sorted it yesterday.
But they're just saying to me there's been a double booking with that. Is it d***? Is that where you are staying?
Aye.
That there's been a double booking, but they wanted to offer you their sister hotel.
That's no, we were in that. That is that's the first one we were in, Gwen.
But listen, yes? Because I'm on my work's phone, I've got this guy on hold and I haven't had a clue what he's talking
right,
about.
Right, I'll try phone her.
No, what I'm saying right. Is he's on the line.
Can you put me through him now? We've paid £1,100 for us. Transfer him through.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello there, sir.
Hi.
You're aware of everything?
Well, I'm not aware of it. I can't get hold of my wife, but I'm going. It's I'm a man.
Right. Now, I believe a booking was made, Teletext Holidays.
Aye.
Yeah, we have been trying to contact you, sir. Unfortunately, that hotel is full at the moment. There seems to have been some sort of double booking. But nothing to worry about, sir, because we've been able to move you just up the road a little bit to our sister hotel.
I'm not going up there. I don't care where it is, pal. I was in there last year and it's a hole.
Pardon, sir?
I don't care where it is. I was in it last year and it's rotten. I am not going there. If you want to talk to my wife, she'll tell you the same.
Sir, it's I find that quite offensive. It's one of the top hotels in the area.
I don't care. I was in it, pal. It's a
sir, how could you say such a thing about such a
I'm saying it now, and if you want to have me hang up, I'll just hang up on you.
Oh, I'd rather you didn't, sir. I think we have to sort this out.
I'll sort it out and give my money back.
Oh, that's too late for that now, sir.
I don't care, pal. I ain't going to it.
We could give you a poolside room, sir.
I don't give a you gave me the hotel. I'm not going to it.
What seems to be the problem?
Oh, that's what's the matter with it.
Could you be a bit more specific, sir?
No, I'm telling you, you give me my money back.
Well, you've left it a little bit too late in the day.
I'm actually at work, pal.
I'm at work as well, sir, and I'm trying to help you out here. You're the one that booked a budget holiday. You did it off a teletext. It's not the 1980s, sir.
Right, off, pal. I've had enough of you. Hello?
Did you phone somebody for teletext holidays? Yes or no?
I never phoned. Gwen phoned me and she put me through to him.
So what did you say to the guy?
I'm not going yet.
Well, he said to me that you said it was okay.
Well, tell me go to I ain't going,
I'm going to phone them back, Peter. I'm going to go and phone them back.
Right, well, phone them back because I tell them I'm not going yet.
Hello, sir.
Hi. I need to phone my wife, pal, because I'm not interested. Don't care.
I believe
phone my wife.
Is it Jean, your wife? Is that right, sir?
I hope so.
Yes, I spoke to her, sir. You were saying earlier on that you didn't have a problem with it, and now that your wife's got involved,
you're
suddenly...
You're talking... I mean, if you're winding me up, I'll come down there and I'll choke you.
Listen, sir...
Listen, sir, you don't talk to me the way you're talking,
look,
I'll choke you.
Hey, shush just now, right? Listen, I'm trying
to... off.
Listen, we've spoken to your wife, Dafty, and she says the decision is yours.
Dafty, I'll kick your... Go eat your yourself.
Who's hung up?
Oh.
Right, listen, I phoned that Teletext Holidays there. The guy's prepared to give us a £200 voucher for the next holiday we book for our drinks at the bar, and he's going to give us a couple of those wee scooters for a week to go up and down the hill with.
What my f***, and I'm not going there.
No, listen, Peter, he was dead nice to me.
I'm going to stick your £200 up his f***. I'm not going. You can go, but I ain't going.
How?
If a bar comes on the phone to me again, I'll choke him like a chicken. Whoever it is, I'm going to boot his f***. Have I got a grip of him?
Peter, it's George Bowie here, live on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad. Stop swearing.
Off. You're f***ing. Have I got a grip of you?